Thank you, Scott. I may have to be a bit ruthless with people who might just slightly overstretch their 10 minutes, and hopefully you'll bear with me if I do so, and don't take it too personally. Anyway, our next presentation is from Dr. Ma, who will sit at his desk, and the red light has come on, so I'll pass over to Dr. Ma. Thank you, Dr. Ma.
Thank you. Respected moderator, Mr. Sojourner, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. First, I would like to extend my congratulations to the commencement of IQ Colloquium on Aviation and Climate Change, which I feel great honor to attend. Global climate change has a profound impact on the survival and the development of humankind. It's a major challenge facing all countries. Today, all stakeholders from governments, airlines, manufacturers, as well as other NGOs are gathered here in this colloquium to evaluate the impact of aviation on global climate change and to discuss various kinds of emission reduction measures. And this will be of great significance for catalyzing stronger action by the whole industry to meet the global challenge of climate change. Exactly. A lot of effective work has been done by ICAO in addressing climate change. Among his achievements, most important is the Programming of Action on International Aviation and Climate Change, which was later endorsed in the high-level meeting in October 2009. The declaration by high-level meeting reaffirms the principle and the provision on common but differentiated responsibilities and the respective capabilities, and with the developed countries taking the lead under the UNFCCC and the Kyoto Protocol, and proposes the aspirational goal to improve fuel efficiency, which encourages countries to submit their own policies and action plans. As one of ICAO Part 1 Council members, the second largest country in terms of air traffic volumes, and one of the top 10 countries concerning international aviation transport, China has always been taking the climate change issues as one of the significant tasks in its way to achieve and promote the sustainable development of the civil aviation industry. We have attended all of the four meetings of the GIAC, Group on International Aviation and Climate Change, and the high-level meeting, as well as the IQ Conference on Aviation and Alternative Fuels held in Brazil at the end of 2009. We have made constructive suggestions for the final formulation of Programming of Action on International Aviation and Climate Change, as well as the declaration and the recommendations by the high-level meeting. Meanwhile, we have also showed great flexibility. In addition to the active participation in ICAO's conferences and negotiations activities on climate change, China is also initiating and conducting its own energy saving and emission reduction actions throughout the country in a very positive and orderly manner. And next, I would like to introduce to you briefly the situations in my country. Civil Aviation Administration of China, CAAC, defines the development of civil aviation industry to be a sustainable development, namely the development of civil aviation towards a resource, economic, and environment-friendly industry by actively promoting energy saving and emission reduction. The goal is so clear and ambitious, and it will serve as a guidance where we guide advancing to forward. CAAC mobilizes and implements the measures to the greatest extent in its framework to minimize GHGs from aviation sources, including actions such as set up his own MRV system for the industry-wide program on energy saving and emission reduction, boosting the supervision and management system for airlines and airports, enhancing flexible use of airspace mechanism so as to shorten flight distance, promoting the replace of APU operations by bridge containing facilities to reduce ground carbon emission, and publicizing extensively the energy saving and emission reduction programs throughout the industry. As the Chinese saying goes, be true in word and resolute indeed. By now, remarkable achievements have been gained in China. Here, I would like to cite a few figures. by the opening of temporal direct routes. A total of 15.8 million kilometers of the flying distance has been shortened in 2009, resulting in a saving of 88,000 tons of fuel and a reduction of about 280,000 tons of CO2 emission. By conducting an experimental program of replacing the APU operations by bridge containing facilities in such airports as Beijing Capital International Airport, Shanghai Pudong International Airport, and Guangzhou Baiyun International Airport, we have saved the fuel by 380,000 tons and reduced CO2 emissions by about 121,000 tons. Meanwhile, as was promoted by CAAC, airlines in China, one after the other, has adopted and are implementing the operational improvement and the carbon offset actions with the theme of green aviation. In future, we will continue our efforts to further reduce carbon emissions by seeking international cooperation on the issue of engaging alternative fuel in aviation industry. As for the more ambitious aspirational goals and the market-based measures, I would like to reaffirm our position on the development and the national responsibility. Climate change is an environmental issue, but also, and more importantly, our developed issues are raising the cost of human development, which we can only advance efforts to address in the course of development. Accordingly, ICAO should take development as the top priority, as is authorized in Article 44 of the Chicago Convention. Meanwhile, developed countries should take up their responsibilities and take the lead to reduce emissions due to their historical emissions. Full consideration should be given to the fact that the developing countries are in their development stage and are facing a great shortage in terms of finance, technology, and capability. Developed countries should, therefore, provide developing countries with financial and technological support without asking them to take on obligations that go beyond their development stage and their respective responsibilities and active capabilities. In view of this, the fuel efficiency goal will be the most appropriate one since it focuses on both development and emission control, and some other goals are in fact, neither practicable nor reasonable if they pose hindrance to the development in a one-sided pursuit of emission reductions. Among all kinds of emission reduction measures, technology and operation will be the best options to cut down the emission in most direct and effective ways. Innovations and advances in engine technology, biofuel, and air traffic management are in fact the best choice to substantially reduce the emission while guaranteeing the development of the industry. On the threshold of new technology, we cannot hold our steps from fear. Rather, we should keep moving and take more positive and ambitious steps towards innovation. China doesn't object to market-based measures. Our idea is that technological measures are better option and they should be mainstream. Rather than no spend money for emission allowance, it would be better to minimize emissions in practical ways, where for the possible use of any market-based measures, it's quite necessary to conduct careful pre-studies to their influences on the development, especially the influence on the international civil aviation development for developing countries. Instead of simply standing on pure economic formula and advocating prevention of carbon leakage, it's of paramount importance to bear in mind that haste brings no success. In conclusion, let me summarize my speech. China is devoted to all associated efforts organized by ICAO on climate change. China has taken and will continue to take determined and practical steps to carry out energy saving and emission reduction actions throughout the country. Great devotions to technological innovations will be displayed and active cooperation will be sought. China will consistently adhere to the principle of common but differentiated responsibilities set in the UNFCCC and the Code of Protocol. China sticks to the UNFCCC framework through ICAO for seeking a solution to the puzzled relationship between the international civil aviation and climate change. Climate change respects no nation borders and no country is immune from it. Now I would like to answer Mr. Moderator's question. If I have the power to make international civilization environmentally sustainable, I would initiate a women program based on the guarantee of this industry's development. First, the women program advocates that developed countries commit to achieve a carbon neutral goal, where developing countries keep making efforts to achieve improvement in fuel efficiency. Secondly, all countries, both developed and developing, cooperate with each other and make efforts to evaluate the influence of such market-based measures as ETS, carbon taxes and levies, on the international aviation industry of developing countries. Developed countries take the lead in attempting market-based measures among themselves and gather experience for future share. Thirdly, developed countries provide financial and technology support to developing countries to facilitate their dealing with climate change. There is an old saying in China, work more and talk less. May I take this opportunity to encourage each and every one of us to remember that concrete and successful deeds are more significant than empty words on ambitious goals. Thank you.